Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As you heard in the children's message, and why don't you say it with me, the title of our message this morning is A Little Can Mean a Lot, based on Zechariah chapter 4, verse 10, which reads, Do not despise the small beginning. I invite you to turn to the back of your handout this morning and follow our sermon outline as we consider our theme, A Little Can Mean a Lot. World War II had almost destroyed Germany. The people in the great city of Berlin were starving, and food-bearing trucks and trains could not get through. The United States and the British military responded with what came to be known as the 1948 Berlin Airlift, delivering food parachuted from airplanes. For 11 months, they dropped tons of food to feed the 2.5 million Berliners. And a U.S. pilot named Gil Halverson flew one of those planes that delivered the food. After landing in Berlin one day, he spoke with a group of 30 or 40 young German children behind a barbed wire fence. He reached into his pocket and he pulled out a big supply of chewing gum. And he gave each of these children a stick of chewing gum. And he says in his memoirs that the feeling of thankfulness and appreciation and joy from these children touched him deeply. And he promised these children that the next day he would come and from his own airplane drop gum to them again. And he said to them, This is how you'll know it's me. When I fly over this area, I will wiggle my wings. The next day, word spread to all the hungry and starving children of Berlin. And true to his word, here he came with his airplane. And the soldier began to be called by the people of Berlin, and especially the children, Uncle Wiggle Wings. Well, through this small act of kindness, Operation Little Vittles was born. And in the months to come, imagine this, 3 tons of gum and candy were parachuted down to the hungry children of Berlin. War wounds were healed on both sides of the conflict. Children and parents were given a new hope. Can a little thing make a big difference? It sure can. And our Lord Jesus Christ tells us the same thing in Matthew chapter 13, 31 to 33. Listen to these verses. Jesus said, The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed planted in a field. It is the smallest of seeds, but it becomes the largest of the garden plants where the birds come and find shelter in its branches. And he went on, The kingdom of heaven is also like a little lump of yeast used by a woman in making bread. Now, the original hearers of this parable caught the pictures clearly. They knew about mustard seeds and yeast lumps. Both were terribly small. The seed of a mustard plant is the size of a freckle. Those who study such things say it takes 750 mustard seeds to weigh 1 gram. And the yeast lump is no bigger than the end of your little finger. Yet a mustard seed grows into a plant that's 3 times the height of an average man. And a little lump of yeast put in bread dough can feed countless people for days on end. Let's say it again. A little can mean a lot. You know, the early church needed this reminder from Jesus. They probably wondered what difference The message of a tiny Bethlehem manger and a bloody Calvary cross could possibly make in their hostile world. How could a small message of love and forgiveness make a difference in a life dominated by the power of the Roman military government and the sophistication of intellectual Greek philosophers and the beauty of the Greek temples filled with their golden statues? My friends, don't we need a reminder today that a little in God's hands can mean a lot? Because today we may fear the smallness of the gospel, the good news of Jesus. We wonder, can the Bible stand up today against the attacks of the godless? Can the Sunday school make any difference in the lives of our children in this fast-paced technological society? Do terms, do words like sin and forgiveness and redemption stand a chance in this sophisticated age of godless relativism where there no longer seems to be any right or any wrong? Do the seeming little things of God stand a chance and make a difference? Well, apparently they do. Because today I stand before you and ask you these questions. Where now are the Romans who crucified Jesus? Where are the Epicurean philosophers who demeaned and debated St. Paul? Where are the Gnostic philosophers that ridiculed the early church? Where are now the great temples of Corinth and their golden idols? And does anybody today still worship and sacrifice to Zeus? No, but all over the world, they still sing to Jesus. God does uncommon things through common things. Say it with me again, please. A little can mean a lot. Now, there were a number of amazing stories that came out of the tragedy of Hurricane Katrina. You remember a few years ago that hurricane that all but demolished New Orleans. One survivor shares this story. As the floodwaters reached up to the top of his house, he swam out of an open upstairs window. With two of his children clinging to his back, he found refuge on the tallest building in the neighborhood. A number of other people joined him on that roof. And they huddled together on that roof of that building that would be their home for the next 3 days until rescuers came. After an hour together on the roof, the man realized they were on top of a church building. He announced to the group, "We need to get on our knees and give thanks because we are on holy ground." And his news jogged the memory of another person on the roof that morning. She looked around the area, crawled on her hands and knees to the steeple, and hugged that steeple, and she proclaimed, "My grandparents helped build this church." Do you think that those grandparents, years ago, ever thought that their humble little efforts constructing this small little church building would ever 100 years in advance save the life of their granddaughter, as well as many others in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina? No, but a little can mean a lot. They had no idea how God would use the works of their hands. Are you listening to me this morning? They had no idea how God would use the humble efforts of their hands, and neither do you. What possible difference can be made by that little loving deed that you do? God's answer to you today may very well be this: just do something and see what happens. This is basically what God told the citizens of ancient Jerusalem in our sermon text today from Zechariah 4, verse 10. For 16 years, the temple of God in Jerusalem had laid in ruins. They had abandoned the work of its reconstruction. Why? Terrible opposition from enemies. Indifference by their godless neighbors. But most of all, the size of the job demoralized this small group of God's people. You see, to build the first temple, King Solomon took 7 years and thousands of workers to build it. This handful of God's people trying to build the second temple must have thought, what difference will a little bit of work of my hands ever make? God's answer, as recorded in Zechariah 4, verse 10, here comes the sermon text again. Here was God's answer to them. Do not despise these small beginnings. Begin! Just begin! What might seem small to you may seem huge to someone else. Just ask Captain John Fox, F-A-W-K-E-S. Captain Fox piloted a B-17 bomber in World War II. On one mission, his plane was severely damaged by Nazi anti-aircraft guns. But he was able to land his airplane. He learned that even though the gas tanks of his plane was hit, they didn't explode. Upon closer examination, he asked the ground crew to give him the 11 shells that pierced his gas tanks. Technicians opened the shells, and they found that none of them contained an explosive charge. They were clean. They were harmless. They were empty. Amazing. Only one shell had anything inside of it. And when the technicians opened the shell, they found a carefully rolled piece of paper. On it, there was a message that was written in the Czech language. Translated, the message read, "We are praying for you. This is all we can do for you at this time." It was written by a Czech prisoner of war, forced to make bombs and ammunition in a factory. He couldn't end the war, but he could save one airplane. He couldn't stop the entire conflict, but he could save the lives of one crew in one airplane. He could make fake shells with no explosives inside. He could not do everything, but he could do something. Say please with me again, a little can mean a lot. And so he did it. God does do big things with small deeds. A little can mean a lot. You remember Moses? Moses only had a small wooden stick, a staff. But God used Moses and his staff to part the waters of the Red Sea so the children of Israel could walk to freedom from slavery in Egypt to the promised land. A little can mean a lot. Little David, a little shepherd boy, only had a slingshot and a few small, smooth stones. God used him to bring giant Goliath down. A little can mean a lot. A poor widow only had a few pennies to put in the temple offering. But God used her little offering to teach a big lesson to the powerful whose pride in themselves dwarfed their love for God. And how about our dear Lord Jesus Christ? In contrast to the sophisticated Jewish priests and the powerful Roman military, Jesus, a crucified carpenter's son, a dead rabbi. He seemed like nothing. His death on the cross seemed to those there nothing but a waste of life. Few of the powerful mourned his death. Only a handful of friends came to bury his body. Who really cared? What power would a dead and buried Jesus ever have? We know the answer. Or as the announcer Paul Harvey used to say, we know the rest of the story. Power? What power did a crucified Jesus have? Mustard seed power. Yeast lump power. Power to tear away the rags of death. Power to roll away the stone from the front of that tomb. Power to defeat the forces of sin, the forces of death, the forces of the devil. Power to rise from that grave and to give everlasting life to anyone who calls Him Savior and Lord. Power to change the history of the world and the eternity of millions. My friends, power to change your eternity. The cross and grave of Jesus may, at the time, have seemed just to be a little thing. But in God's hands, a little can mean a lot. So, my dear friends, plant that mustard seed. Use that lump of yeast. Make that phone call. Write that check. Serve on that committee. Bring that child to Sunday school. Say yes when someone asks you to help in a godly endeavor. Spend some time with that lonely person in your neighborhood. Love someone in the name of Jesus. Why, drop some gum from your airplane. In the hands of God, with His hands wrapped around yours and mine, a little can mean a lot. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We now worship our Lord with His offering.